This is our B moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that the wait is over as God's promise is fulfilled. All month long, we've been reflecting on the Advent season, a season that is filled with the spirit of expectation about the coming of the Messiah. And as it is Christmas Eve, we know that the wait is just about over, and what God promised through such prophets as Isaiah is about to come to fruition. Today in particular reminds me of the conversation between two expectant mothers, Mary and Elizabeth. Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist, and Mary was carrying Jesus. Mary went over to Elizabeth's house to visit with her, and I envision two pregnant women sitting at the kitchen table, chatting it up and having a conversation about the great expectations of their births. Mary was talking about the coming of Jesus and how he was coming to exalt the lowly. Both women could identify with this because Elizabeth had been barren her entire life, and the scriptures say she felt disgraced by this. Mary, on the other hand, said that God took notice of a lowly servant girl such as herself. Mary and Elizabeth are perfect examples of just who God will choose to impregnate with great possibility and purpose. So today, let me ask you, have you been waiting with great expectations for something? Let Christmas Eve symbolize for you that the waiting period will end and God's promise will be fulfilled. And as you reflect on that, hold on to these words, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Habakkuk 2:3. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, the wait is over.